Hi.
Hi, dear. You normally have a little bit more spoon or energy about you.
It's cold.
It zapped you.
Yeah, cold zaps me. I'm like a lizard. You need to find me a warm rock.
Dude, that was a deep sigh. Oh my god, I think that it was actually so deep that your not sensitive mic picked it up.
Yeah, my mic's shit. We're looking for new ones, guys. We're gonna try and find Ryan and I the same microphone, so that way there's not such a weird difference, but we'll work on it. Dear, can you believe that this is the first time we've recorded since, like, middle of September?
Yeah, I can believe that because of the slowness of our uploads, so I feel bad about that.
I think we've released 3 episodes since 2?
Just about. I know there was one immediately after, but you know what they say?
Consistency is key?
Sure, and we can start being consistent now.
Okay. Well, with the cold weather coming in, you know what we've been having to do a lot recently?
Leaves?
No.
Oh, what?
Go to weddings.
Oh, that's true. We have been. We've done at least 2 of those.
We've been invited to more.
I know. It was actually very pleasant to know that our friends like us.
And also to have the responsibility of us already being married taken off our shoulders.
Yeah, to be actually participating in a wedding.
And not thinking about what parts you want to steal for your own wedding.
Right, exactly, because you already did it.
Yeah.
We set the template, you know? Also, I think that this is something that was very fun that was presented to me again recently when we were in one of our friends' weddings, which was that the people who had caught your bouquet were the ones getting married at the start of October, I think, phenomenal.
My very good friend who caught my bouquet at my wedding, I actually gave her fiance shit because they had been together for way longer than we had. And he hadn't proposed yet. And then I found out he was going to propose the weekend of our wedding.
Yes.
And then he found out that that was the weekend of our wedding. And so he couldn't do that.
So in a sense, we
delayed it.
We delayed their proposal, which I think
their engagement.
Funny.
Yes.
Yeah. Their engagement.
But no. So with all these wedding seasons, it's gotten me thinking, dear, which anime couple wedding would you like to attend?
Which anime couple's wedding? And is this like, okay, so does it have to be a canonical couple, or
let's limit it to canonical couples, because then we have too many ideas.
The easiest answer is probably the Vegeta Bulma wedding that never happened on screen.
That's what I was thinking. I want to know so badly what it was like.
Yeah, because, like, you know that it had to be, like, at least somewhat elaborate.
It was
or it was completely like, oh my god, I have to do this because so and so amount of time has passed, and that's what we have to do and say in tradition or something like that.
Yeah, no, it's either there were 500 people, most of which were her dad's business associates, and Vegeta was confused the entire time and wanting to punch Yamcha in the face, or it happened in like a 1-2 punch and there's no in between. The other anime wedding that I think would be very fun is Howl and Sophie.
Yeah, that's true, because they're a couple, but we never see their story after that.
Yeah. And the last one where I was like, that'd be a fun as fuck wedding, because it was definitely like a Vegas wedding, is Shockey and Rayleigh.
Oh.
Because they are married. They are referred married to each other as husband and wife. So what the fuck was that wedding like?
I don't know, man.
It happens after most of his crew is dead.
I'm trying to think of other like anime couples that like I'd actually want to see.
That are canon,
like, in real life. I don't know. There are, like, no meaningful relationships in, like, AOT. Like, at all.
No.
It's kind of hilarious.
Most people are dead. Most of the interesting people are dead.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. I don't know. I'll think about this a little bit more, but for sure I'd want to see the unseen wedding.
The unseen wedding?
Yeah, I think, you know, I don't know how much, maybe we'll keep this, maybe we won't, but you sent me a couple years ago, one of the few fan fictions that I read through and through was the Vegeta wedding.
Oh, he finds like a 10-pound diamond and throws it at her head.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite fics ever.
I don't know, it was funny. And there was another one where like Krillin was the best man.
Yeah. Right?
And that one was really fun too.
And Krillin was like, why? Why me?
And he's like, well, you're just so reliable, you know?
No, I think the answer was...
Just the Koichi rule. Fun, reliable guy.
Oh, what was the... Gohan's too small and too young.
Kakarot's dead.
Kakarot is dead. Tien's a bitch. And Yamcha is the ex, so it is you.
Yeah, and it was never going to be Piccolo.
It's never going to be Piccolo.
And the Green Man.
And the Namekian doesn't count. Ah, that is a great fic. I loved that fic. That fic was fun as fuck.
Yeah, I don't know.
Bulma does... That is also the fic where Yamcha tries to fight Vegeta. And instead, Chi-Chi's like, Bulma, can I step in as your best woman? Like, as your maid of honor? And Bulma's like, yeah, I guess. And Chi-Chi walks up to Yamcha, and the thing that ends his, like, gab is Chi-Chi looks at him and goes, Bulma told me she faked it every single time.
Oh, shit, I remember that. Yeah.
And then he, like, collapses.
Bro, go back to Puar.
Oh, God. What is Puar?
Puar's a shapeshifter.
Yeah, but is it a cat?
That's, like, the form it takes most of the time.
Is it an alien?
It's the same as the pig. In this world, a dog is the, like, king of the world, okay?
Yeah, but, like, there's really... a very... There's normally a very clear... The animals that are humanoid look human. Puar looks like a cat.
I guess.
I don't like it. Anyway, hi, everyone. Welcome to a very fun episode of Cosplay Con Crunch. I am your host, cosplay_Cajun, also MJ, always joined by...
And I am Right Joy-Con Ride, and I got the timing right on that one. Or maybe I did. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you did fine. And today is the episode where I get to sit here and be yapped at by Ryan. He apparently did research.
I did.
And I'm so excited.
I did do some
research. I get to be yapped at. And so I'm just gonna, cuddle in under my blanket.
This is gonna be low effort MJ episode, but I think it'll be interesting.
MJ has run a lot in the last few days.
Yeah.
MJ gets a low effort, so I'm just gonna cuddle in. I'm gonna be snug a little bug.
Right. So here's basically the premise of today.
Okay.
The thought that I had is that a lot of anime is released in sort of like blocks and like sort of seasons.
The spring and fall release, and then sometimes summer.
So looking at some of like the big like fall releases, I've been kind of trying to see what people have been talking about like the most. And so like in our friend group, I heard of a couple, and then online on like Reddit, there was some discourse about some others. And so going through, I wanted to watch the pilot episodes of four shows that I know people are talking about.
Right now. Okay.
Yeah, in the moment. And so this fall of 2024, people are talking about these four shows. And I think you know which shows I did. I'm not really sure if you do.
Can I take a guess?
Yeah, take a crack at it.
Can I take a gander? Okay. Sure. I know one of them is Dragon Ball Daima.
Yes, I did check that one out.
I know... I told you to watch one. Oh, Dadon.
Yes. No, I checked out that one too.
Did you check out Kaiju number 8?
I did.
Even though that was a summer release?
Oh, I didn't know. I thought that was recent. Oops. Well, it's close to fall.
Yeah. What was the third one?
And
the fourth one.
The fourth one is a show that I'm pretty sure like a second season just came out. I'm not really sure if it's like recently topical, but it's Windbreakers.
Oh, that one also came out in the spring.
Spring?
Yeah, like with My Hero season 2. Or season 5.
Just,
7?
I guess it's just, you know, this was supposed to be like a recent and more topical, but I guess it's fine. This is what
Well, I know Windbreaker season 2 just got announced. So like everyone's going back to it. Are you trying to roll a d4?
I'm trying to roll a d4. Okay. Well, actually, I'm not going to roll a d4. I'm going to make you roll a d4. Here you go. I can't tell if this is a balanced dice or not. But it might be.
They're kind of pretty, but also kind of ugly.
What the fuck? Because they're mine?
No, I just don't like that, like, two of the sides are blue and two of the sides are silver. Like,
I like it. It's fun. It's different.
It is different.
Bruh.
Okay, so Dragon Ball is 1.
No, I have the numbers. You're just going to roll. You don't know.
Fuck, okay. That went into the dirt of the couch. Shut up, Ryan. What is that? Oh, 1.
That's 1? Okay. So yeah. Let's see. Hit me. Year, number 1 is...
Boom, boom, boom. If it's Dragon Ball, boom. I'm going to laugh because that just means I was right.
No, it's not. I know that it isn't. Number 1 is Kaiju.
Oh!
Okay, so Kaiju number 8. I guess the way that I wanted to do this was I have a prediction for what like your hype on this anime is. And I'm not going to tell you, but I like wrote it down. And I'm going to make it out of, like, 7 Dragon Balls.
Okay. Oh, so you're... So, can I tell you what I know about Kaiju number 8?
Sure. Go for it.
Okay. So,
I mean, I only saw the first episode.
From... And I only know basically the intro plot.
Okay.
So, from my understanding, Kaiju number 8 is a show where there are... There were these Kaijus that were attacking the world, and a defense organization came together and beat the shit out of them and made them their bitches. And now there are 8 Kaiju that are like the most powerful, and all of these Kaiju fighters are trying to get their weapons and like kill them.
That might be true, but that was not introduced in the first episode, so well, I don't know. I'm not really sure. I was told by Danny, so many hoodies, that apparently the show, you think it'll go in one direction and then you are continually surprised over the course of the season.
Really?
That's what I'm told. Interesting. But I can tell you that in the first episode, the very first Kaiju that we meet is just Groudon, the fucking land dude, like the god of like land in Pokemon, and he just walking around, and then the first thing that we see is a bunch of these Kaiju hunter type characters.
Oh, it's kind of ugly.
Groudon, yeah, well, we don't really like ground types. I'm a flying type personally, so.
His weaknesses are water, grass, and ice, so I can kick his ass.
In theory, yeah, but he has a lot of fire moves too, so.
Why the fuck?
Because he's like magma. He like emerges from magma.
Is this the one that always fights with the ocean?
Yeah. I show you.
It's a whale. I know what the whale looks like.
No. But in the original game, there's a clip. You see like the distant past, and mm-hmm. It's like when Groudon is fighting Kyogre, the god of the ocean. Hold on. And so I think it's hilarious because it's like, I don't know, buddy. Who do you think's gonna win? This is, remember, he's a ground type, and the water is super effective against him.
For everyone who doesn't understand, Ryan is trying to get me into Pokemon, and every time Ryan tells me something about Pokemon, I look at him like he's insane, because it's not good. It's a bad game.
Can I? All right, I'm not going to touch that right now, but I will say that this is what you see in the game, and you're supposed to think that this is a fair fight, okay?
Oh, God.
How is that a fair fucking fight?
This man is on come the
in
island.
Here. Everybody memes on it because they're like, get in here. Get in here, man. I'll fight you. Get on this land. Get over here, whale boy.
I like this one meme that is immediately below it. And I will like screenshot it for everyone at home if I knew how to screenshot on your phone. Is it that?
Yeah.
Yay, I did it. I hate iPhones. And we'll post it to our Instagram. But it says, I took a calculated risk, but man, am I bad at math. It's like the bird meme.
Oh my God. That's so good. I mean, it's just, it's really funny because he has no chance. And like, it's not often that the legendaries are super effective against each other, but this is the clearest example.
All Why Kyogre wouldn't they fight is, on a beach?
I don't know. He could have had like more land. It's just, he has this little baby like rock.
And isn't like the tree snake the one that's like, oh, stop.
He's a sky snake.
The sky snake.
But I'm getting derailed. So Kaiju number 8. I think about Kaiju when I see these guys because they're big. That's canonically huge.
Yeah.
But like he looked like that. And then these Kaiju hunters come out of nowhere and they're geared up in what looks like AOT armor.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it looks like AOT armor.
We've and done that before.
You just see them. They like come in. They bombard them. Oh,
but they have weird
with...
titty pads.
Yeah, they do. It's kind of strange. They look like the season 4 armor that like
okay.
we did.
Yeah.
Right? It's like all black, and I was like, this is very cosplayable, right? And
so many then, hoodies is literally doing it.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Okay. Oh, and so is Morally Gray Cosplays. They're both doing it.
Oh, that's nuts.
I don't think together. I just think in general.
And so then I wrote down, the Kaiju killers just look like they're in AOT gear, and then it cuts to after. It's a very quick fight that they take down this Groudon-looking creature.
Oh, so they kill him quick.
Very quick in this first episode. And then it immediately cuts to the main character. Right. And then I wrote down, I should not have watched this while eating, because the premise of the first episode is there's just this normal dude. He's like in his 30s and his job is just to he's part of like the task force. I don't know what the task force is, but like he's part of the task force that cleans up
the Kaijus.
After the Kaijus are like killed. And so this mega Groudon thing gets like killed in the city and they have like a week to like clean it. Basically. And so he comes in,
oh,
they've
like
got
when
like
they
these...
blew up the whale in Portland.
Oh. Yeah, kind of. Except it's in a city. So like they section out like a part of the city, and then him and like his people like go in, and then they just like they have like little lasers and shit, and they're like lasering it up and like whatever. Ugh. And you just see the guts just everywhere. And his and then he's like, oh man. He's like, as long as I don't get assigned intestine, dude, shit. And then they literally put him on intestines, and they describe it way too vividly. And like you see him like he's like cutting the intestines and shit, and I'm like, they're not gonna show this, right? And like they did blur it. But somebody drew it. Some motherfucker drew it before it was blurred out like that. I don't like that. And so he's doing this. Mm-hmm. And then he gets to like the end of the day and they're like, oh, you're just so good at it, man. Like, you know, that's why we have you do it. And he's just like, I hate you guys. He's like, no, I'm not going to be able to eat for like a week.
Yeah, you'll smell like monster intestine.
Monster poop, literally. And so he goes,
because they would just have shit in their intestines, like yeah, in various stages.
Yeah,
I forgot how the digestive system worked for a minute. My bad.
Yeah, that's yeah, okay. And so anyways, he then goes back home, and then you get like a flashback, and it was like pretty organically done. Okay. Like I was very happy with it. You see that he wanted to a long time fighter. Ago be a kaiju fighter, but he didn't pass the test, and so he was unable to do it.
So now
and
he's so just then, like 30.
Now he's just in his 30s, and he's like, you know, past his prime. But he's like, you know, he's like, why am I complaining? Like, I'm making an honest living. I've got good benefits. And he's got like a cute little, like a small little, you know, apartment. But he's content-ish. And so then I was like, this is interesting. I was like, are we gonna roll with this? Like, okay, like I'm different. This is definitely different. Next day he shows up to work. And then there's just this, of course, a fucking white-haired protagonist, right? And white-haired kid is like a young, spry, like, whatever kid. And he looks at him and he's like, I'm going to be a kaiju fighter one day. He's like, oh, kid, it's all right. Yeah, I'm going to introduce you to, like, all this stuff, like, blah, blah, blah. He's like, no, I don't give up on my dreams. I heard that you did, though. And then he's just like, brother, yeah, fine. And he feels really bad. But, like, the new kid, I think his name is, hold on.
You definitely spelled it phonetically.
Yeah, I did spell it phonetically. Okay, so the kid is Ichikawa.
Ichikawa, okay.
Ichikawa. And the main character is Kafka.
Kafka.
Yeah, and so Kafka.
These are fun names.
Yeah, and so Kafka and one of the kaiju hunters that he sees on, like, the TV when he's hanging out at home, they used to be friends as a kid. And you see that, like, they, like, oh, we're going to both be kaiju hunters and we're going to see who's better, like, blah, 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 this down the line. And so, of course, she did end up passing the test. And she's, like, she looks like Mikasa. She's, like, a Mikasa type. She's, okay, like, naturally very good at this from what I can tell. And okay, she's in there. And then he meets this kid, and the kid is, like, going through his first day on the job. And, of course, they put the kid on intestine duty. He's like, no, I feel bad for him. It's like, it's okay. If you feel so bad, then you can help him, too. And he's like, fuck. And so then they both go and work the intestines and, like, whatever. And then they stay late. And then eventually fucking kaiju pops up out of nowhere and attacks both of them. And he kind of, like, gets closer with the kid over the course of the day, because the kid is, like, having a rough go at it, because, you know, this is all very new and, like, fucked up and gross. And so he jumps in, like, the way, and he's like, be a good, like, kaiju fighter, like, you have a future ahead of you, go get out of here. And the kid, like, he saves the kid, pushes him out of the way, and then he's, like, running from this, like, little kaiju. It's not as big, but he's running away. Then the kid,
like, little kaijus are still very large,
still a kaiju. Yeah. So the kid goes and he gets help. And then eventually the task force comes in and they're able to, like, subdue it. But he gets his, like, leg fucked up. And then the other kid also gets, like, some part of, like, him fucked up. He gets hit or whatever. And so then they both wake up in the hospital. And
they have magic
powers. I wrote down, I'm pretty sure that this kid Kafka is Trunks. Like, the voice, that's what it sounded like. I keep hearing Trunks, but I hear Trunks every time I hear, like, a kid-ish voice. So I might just be wrong.
Like, child or like teen
so
Trunks? Like,
yeah, teen Trunks. Trunks. I'm talking, like, all right, look, from whatever that new movie was, what that Trunks movie? That's what it sounded like.
What new
don't movie? Check don't check don't check, that's not what this is about.
Wait, what new movie? The Dragon superhero Ball movie. Yeah, where Trunks, yeah, and Goten are there for like 5 seconds.
Yeah. And then
I forgot that they were in
he
it.
Shows up in the hospital, he's beat up, and then the guy is like, look, I know you're in your 30s, but they recently raised the age that you could be a kaiju hunter to, like, 38. So, technically, if you wanted to get back into it,
oh my God,
you can do it, too.
Isn't he missing a leg?
No, he's not missing. His leg just got fucked up. Oh. He just got, like, you know, broke his leg. And then I'm like, yeah, okay, all right, call to action. Like, you know, then they'll probably both apply again and then, you know, something like that. And that is not how it ends. That first fucking episode ends with a fucking kaiju, like, flying little thing the size of like a watermelon, breaks through a window and then comes in and goes, something, something identified. And then it, like, latches onto him, and then he just becomes a kaiju. Or like part kaiju or something like that. And then the episode ends and I'm like, oh, so this guy is just Aaron, except this isn't AOT at all. Like, everybody is compared to AOT, but this is so much lighter. Oh, and like, good. Already, like,
I don't
so
know.
Much AOT's, less bleak.
No, AOT did not start light.
No, it started way, it honestly, it started way heavier than, like, the season, like, ended. That first season ended.
How did that first season end? Oh, the first season ended with, like, Marco dead and everything. Like,
yeah, bro,
the call
but the
to
first,
action.
The first episode ended with, like hundreds of people dead. And, like, a main character's mom. Like, right off the bat.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So,
what is your proposed hype meter for that?
I'd say like 5 out of 7.
Yeah, that sounds really fun, actually.
Yeah, it does, right? Like, it feels like it's like I liked how it was told.
I've seen the suits. The suits look kind of goofy, cool. Yeah, but
it's
like
very,
them.
It's very cosplayable.
Yeah,
and I think the characters are well defined enough, and like it's kind of cool that they're taking, like, it feels like they took some inspiration from AOT, but there seems to be some like real non-nihilistic messaging, and I like that. So that's what I would say.
When did the manga come out?
I don't know, but I feel like it's still going.
It is. So yes, so Kaiju number 8 came out in 2020.
Yeah,
I wanted to see how close like AOT it was. Okay, yeah. It sounds fun. It sounds interesting. I'm kind of afraid to do
another suit like that.
Yeah, well, that for sure. Especially now that we're doing Zoro. I'm doing Zoro from Egghead. That big, like, zip-up suit.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be interesting. I don't know. I'm intrigued. You've got me.
Was that accurate assessment?
A 5? Yeah.
Okay.
It's 5 out of 7 Dragon Balls.
Yeah, okay. All right, roll for the next one. You are really bad with it.
Apparently. I'm under a blanket, and I'm on a slanted couch.
You can use a table.
I'm not moving. Table's very far. That's another one. That is a 4.
4 is Windbreaker.
Okay. This one looks dumb.
Okay. Do you know anything about it?
Yeah, so the plot that I know is kid gets bullied for having two-toned hair and two-toned eyes, and it turns out he can kick ass. Womp womp.
Brother, I wrote that! I wrote womp womp in my notes. I hate this show.
No.
I fucking hate this. I couldn't believe
apparently
that, like,
it gets
with the
better
rape,
after the first episode.
I guess so, because, like, our friends really
love
like it.
It.
And I'm like, what part of this do you like? Because I could not stand how, like, the reason that this kid is bullied, from what I can tell, is, oh, he's got two color eyes. He's got heterochromia, and he's got two shades of hair. Bruh, who gives a shit? Oh my god! All right, I like. Let's see. It opens with a shot of him like walking on like a wire, like a trapeze,
cool.
Right? And it's like no. Like he's not actually. It's like a metaphor. This is like, oh, he's asleep or something like that, and he's okay. Thinking about this. And then the wire breaks and he falls through. Right? Then it's just, I only care about the strong. I have no interest in the weak. Dog. And then it cuts to a girl who is, like, I guess the main girl. I didn't write her name down. She's getting bullied by some, like, town people. Like, some people in this city. And, there's just bullying happen. They're, like, making fun of her for something. I don't remember. And she's like, I would throw these at you, but I don't want to waste good eggs. And I'm like, cool.
Sounds like you wouldn't throw them at them.
And then it cuts to the main character. Yeah, and so then they keep harassing her, and then it cuts to main character kid. You see that he's got, you know, two-tone whatever. And then he's just like, I joined Furin High School because I heard that it was the high school that everybody goes to when you're a failure. But it doesn't matter because those failures are apparently really strong. And that's why I joined Furin High School. And he's wearing like the Furin, like, uniform, and that's what it is. And so they all see that that's where he's like from, and so they're like, oh, another foreign loser, you guys think you're so cool. And then Eason goes, I don't care what you say, stop pretending like you're strong when you're not actually strong, especially in broad daylight. And then this kid, and then the guy's like, leave us alone, dude. and then turns away, and guess what happens?
Beats his ass.
Oh my god, it's crazy. He beats his ass. And he beats that guy's ass and the little five other dudes that came with him. Oh my god, I've never seen that before. Not once. Not once ever have I seen that before.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry, I'm being really hostile. But like, I really couldn't... This felt like the most anime that I've seen in a long time.
No, the most shonen anime.
Like, I guess. Like, is it a shonen?
I think it is.
But my thing is that it's just like a person watched Dragon Ball and then wanted to make it with characters that aren't gods, right? Because every single thought was like an internal monologue, and he kept on telling us, I've just always been treated different.
Yeah, it's considered a shonen.
And like the other thing that I couldn't stand is that that girl immediately, like, he saves her, I guess, but she wasn't like getting... I don't know if she was going to get beat up. I don't know if she's going to get harassed. I don't know. He saves her, and then she's like, okay. And then she like goes back to her like little shop. She's like, can I pay you back with like food? And he's like, I guess. And so then he goes back with her. He just keeps saying the same thing over and over again. And then he's just like, I only care about the strong. That's all I care about. And she's like, all right, I mean, I get it. Like this and that, blah, blah, blah. And then like, she should have way lower of a tolerance for what he's saying. But for whatever reason, she's just like, I know what you're saying. You just aren't ready. You know, when you get to foreign, you'll understand. And he's like, and then she's like, let me guess. You're wearing that uniform today because you're so excited because the first day of school is tomorrow. And he obviously was doing that. And he was just like, no. I'm like, this guy's a scumbag. There's nothing likable about him. Like, I can't think of one thing likable about this guy. And she says something along the lines of like, you won't be ready to get to the school because he has such like a loner mentality. Like, that's what she's trying to say. And then he's just like, I could take anybody who wants to fight me. I don't know what you're talking about. I could take them. And then she's like, it's not about fighting. He's like, but I could. And I'm like, this motherfucker is more itching to fight than Goku. So eventually, guess what? As if we didn't already have like a super cliche open, right? Girl goes outside, and guess what? She's now harassed by the same guys plus like 20 more. Just a bigger group of guys. Same thing happens again. He sees this happening. He's like, why do I care? I don't care about her. I shouldn't even care about protecting her. Whenever you go out of your way to protect someone, you're putting yourself at risk. And I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. And so then he then intervenes again. And then they look at him and they're like, guess what they make fun of?
It's two-toned hair.
Oh my God. And?
Is heterochromia.
Yeah, there you go.
I've never met a person with heterochromia.
But I'd like, that's cool as shit.
That wasn't the end of the thought.
And I'd never be like, and then you know what they say to him? They're like, I wrote this down. It was the only time that I kind of laughed. They go, you cosplaying or something? And then he gets closer to him, the main guy, and he's just like, oh, wait, shit. You actually look like that. And then a dude.
That's actually fucking funny.
It actually is funny. And then one dude in the back is like, yo, dude's a cat. And I was like, yes! That was the only thing I liked. That was the only line I liked in that whole thing. Dude's a cat!
So the thing that I was about to say was, I've never met someone with heterochromia and made fun of them for it. I've met people with heterochromia. Have you never met a person with heterochromia?
Never, no. I mean, we're in a cosplay community. I just, like, assume that it's always contacts.
Even outside of that.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes you just put on a contact. I don't know. That's my bad, dude. I guess some people have it. I don't know. No.
Yeah, I think it's actually a pretty decent percentage of the population.
Yeah, sure. So then they start picking on him again, and then he's like, this is what I was talking about. Oh, people don't understand me. I'm always here by myself. I shouldn't have even taken, like, you know, I shouldn't have even defended this girl. I'm like, good, dude, then just don't. Like, shit. At this point, honestly, just you, like, embracing the scumbag would be cool, too. Right? That'd be more interesting. But, of course,
less than 1%.
Yeah, so I thought, okay. So Sorry. Then he gets into a fight with these guys and he's beating them up. Guess what? Crazy. So he's beating them up. And then she's like, she's also just there. And so then they're like, we found your weakness. And then they like put a knife to her and he's like, you brought a knife to a fist fight? That's so lame or something like that. And I'm like, oh my God.
Bring a rocket.
Yeah, right. And it's crazy because he did not comment on the guys who had baseball bats. He was like, that was fine, I guess. That's all fair. But the second you bring a knife, oh, okay, cool.
Blunt force trauma is the same thing. Same punching thing, versus sure. Like...
Sure.
It's all blunt force trauma.
So I then wrote down, this is the most anime I've seen in a long time. Protag internal monologuing, constantly edgy backstory. Everyone calling him different so often. Girl simps for him for no reason. And I was like, this doesn't make any sense. And then I wrote down, what's the windbreaker? And then eventually, like, they're not overwhelming him, but then they get the girl involved and he's like, I have to go out of my way to protect her. And then now all of a sudden he's not able to fight them like a superhuman anymore because he's protecting her, I guess. He's got another person. I don't know. And so then other foreign failures come to his aid because he keeps calling foreign like the failure school. Right. And that's why he wanted to be there, because they may be failures, but they're strong. And that's all that matters to him. And then I wrote, is he supposed to learn the merits of being in a gang? And then that is exactly what happens. Because they come in and they start beating up everybody. And then they go, they do like the Goku power scaling thing when they show up. When they're, one dude is just like, he didn't have glasses on, but he metaphorically goes, ugh, I thought that there were going to be like 100 guys here. Basically, two of us could have handled this whole situation. And I'm like, oh my God, power scaling? Crazy.
Ryan, this sounds awful.
This sounds incredibly bad. Like, I can't believe this is real. Like, I can't believe that, like, I was recommended this. I am almost offended. Like, I don't know. And so,
no.
And then they come in, and then they beat up everybody, and then they look at him, and he's just, and they're like, oh, yeah, you're 4-2, you did a good job. And then he's just like, no. And then he has like a whole internal like conflict of, do I really, is this something I want? They're basically heroes here. I can't believe it. Am I going to be like them? Maybe I'll actually have people that are like me because they can fight and they're strong like me. And maybe I can help them. And guess what? It ends on him being like, I want to be just like you guys. And I wrote, yay, gang, gang. Cause that's basically it. It's the merits of being in a gang, I guess. Because they're students in a school.
The merit of having your boys.
These are my boys and they're always with me.
God.
MJ.
Yeah.
One.
No, zero.
I didn't know that was an option.
Couldn't find the Dragon Balls.
There are no Dragon Balls.
No Dragon Balls.
MJ, do you have any thoughts about this? Like, this sounds dumb. Have you heard anything that makes this good?
No.
Really?
No. I just knew that he got bullied for having heterochromia and two-toned hair. And I'm like, as someone who actually got bullied for other things, shut the fuck up.
Like, I mean, I was hoping that there would be like, maybe there's more. Maybe he's bullied for other things. Maybe, yeah. And I'd be like, you know, down. But in a world like where modern like animes have so much.
Yeah.
Like so much. Really? That's it. Oh, and I found out why they're called Windbreakers, because their little gang put up like their logo around the city. Basically said that if you're in this perimeter, you're under our protection. And for whatever reason, that their gang is just called the Windbreakers.
Oh.
Yay. Anyway. Cool. Cool.
Two.
Number two. That's Dragon Ball. Yeah. Do you want to do Dragon Ball now or do you want to do Dragon Ball last? We can just do Dragon Ball last because I
never rolled a two.
All right. Okay.
Is it another bad review?
No.
Can I tell you what I know of Daima?
Yeah. Hit me
with okay, Daima. So I
know that John and Spencer haven't seen it yet, right?
I don't think they have.
Okay.
So here's what I know about Dragon Ball Daima. It takes place in the timeline, like, immediately after the Buu saga. And it happens because... Remember how Deburo is the king of demons, right?
Yes.
So there are apparently like a demon and like just a guy who knows this demon, and they were like chocolate that Sean got me for my birthday.
Oh, what was it?
White chocolate.
Oh, that's cool.
Not really. I don't love white chocolate.
Can I try it?
Sure. It's real sweet. You're not going to like it.
Let's find out.
No, I know.
Maybe I don't like it.
Brian, you don't like sweet things.
Oh, it's just one block.
Yeah.
It looks like you nibbled on this, like, cheese.
Yeah.
It looks like cheese, and maybe... I like cheese.
It's not cheese.
There you go.
So, Ryan, do you like it?
I give that 2 Dragon Balls.
Yeah, so you don't like it because it's too sweet.
But I definitely like it more than I like Windbreaker.
Oh, okay. You'd eat an entire like bar of that before watching another episode.
Oh my God, I don't want to make it sound that bad because maybe it gets better, dude. I don't know.
Okay. So anyway, back to Deburra. So they watch as Vegeta and Goku defeat Boo, and then apparently one of these dudes knew Bappity, and they were like, oh my God, Yeah, so I've been told like the first 15 minutes of this first episode is just recapping from the Boo saga.
It's fucking nuts, dude. They literally do like a fucking clip show.
Oh, great.
Of like most of Dragon Ball.
Oh, great. Cool, cool, cool. And so the takeaway that they have is we need to weaken these people because for some unexplainable reason, they think that the Z Fighters will come down to the demon realm and kill the
shit out of them.
Yeah, for no reason. Okay. And so they go and get the Dragon Balls, and then they summon Shenron, and they're like, Shenron, kill him. And Shenron's like, that is outside of my power. And so they go, okay, Shenron, we need to cripple them. Turn the two kids, Trunks and Goten,
into literally like infants.
Into infants again. Like they weren't that 7 years ago.
Yeah, right.
And then turn everyone else into kids. Uh-huh. Which is the only explanation for why Supreme Kai is there.
Yeah. Okay, you're not bad. Do you want me to... Then the episode does end with them getting de-aged.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you want me to hit it?
Sure. How close did I get? Like give me a percentage. You're give me a Dragon Ball score.
On how close you were?
Yeah.
You're like 4. It's like not bad. More than half.
More than half? Okay. I just knew that like half the episode was a clip show.
I wrote this down. An actual new Dragon Ball starts at 20 minutes and 52 seconds in. Out of, though, it's not a 22-minute episode. It's a 32-minute episode.
Oh, okay.
So you get 12 new minutes of content, I guess.
Cool.
Okay. So I wrote down that the full recap of Z is pretty much nuts. They put... Oh, my God. They put Vegeta on the wrong side, bro. Why they put Hercule in the pose next, and he's next to Bulma? Because they did, like, the opening, mm-hmm. like, Dragon Ball opening, and in the end, they fucked it up. They put, like, Goku in the middle, of course. Vegeta's, like, the corner next to, like, Goten and, like, Gohan and Videl. And then on the other side next is Bulma, and next to Bulma is Hercule. And I'm like, what? Why did they put Hercule on that side? And it really pissed me off.
The humans? That's the humans?
No, because it wasn't just the humans. It was also like Boo and then Goats and then Trunks. And then like, I don't know. It didn't make sense. So, all right. The main thing is Deborah was the Demon King.
Mm-hmm.
Goma is the little dude who was like, I guess his assistant, or he was like the Vice Demon King.
Sure.
Second in line. Okay. Yeah. And so the thing with Goma is that he was in charge while Deborah was basically taken over by Babidi.
Okay.
And so Babidi comes in and he like, you know, does a little Majin thing on Deborah, takes him over and then goes and like tries to resurrect Boo.
Yeah.
We all saw that. But Goma finds out in watching this little clip show of Z that Deborah was basically killed and eaten by Boo. And then for a second, they're like, oh, no, Boo's going to come in here and kill us all. This is really bad. And then they get to the end of Z. They keep watching. They're like, hold on, there's still more on the fucking monitor. The fucking nerd-ass, like, Kai-looking character is like, there's still more. And then they keep watching, and they're like, oh, wait, they killed Majin Buu.
Not really.
We're chilling a little bit.
They didn't really kill him.
But they don't address that.
Oh, okay.
They see Kid Buu die, and then they're like, oh, cool, we're chilling. We get new content. And that new content is that apparently the Majin, right, are... Like, there's the little Majin mark that shows up on Deborah because of Babidi's thing.
Yeah.
But, like, it's basically, like, imbuing these characters with, like, Majin, like, influence. So Majin are, like, a race, kind of, and they are magic. And they have pointed ears, right? And so
okay. In
the demon realm,
mm-hmm.
right, most of the people there are Majin. We see at one point... A Namekian, right? And the Namekians are said to be Majin because they can use magic and they have pointed ears. And so they have a relationship with...
The demons.
The demons, yeah.
Oh, which is why Piccolo's dad is the Demon King Piccolo. Which is,
it's kind of cool, right? And I'm like, that's kind of neat. We also find out that there are...
Oh, wait, that means Deburo was Piccolo's dad's successor.
Piccolo was...
King Piccolo was the Demon King Piccolo.
Uh-huh.
And now Deburo was... Demon King Deborah.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't think that they didn't make that connection. Maybe. I'm not sure.
Continue.
But what ends up happening is you find out that there are dark magic Dragon Balls, right? Like
cool.
the raw, like dark magic Dragon Balls are in the demon realm. Okay. And they were made by Namekians, who knows, however long ago.
The Majin Namekians.
The Majin Namekians, I guess. But they look the same. Okay. To be clear that they look the same. And so they made these dark magic balls, but they're like, they can grant any like dark wish that you want. Right. And so they put them under protection, like giant, like guardians.
Okay.
Right. Right. And so these guardians watch over those balls. And so Goma is like, I can't use these Dragon Balls to make a wish. I need to go to Earth and use those Dragon Balls. And then the little assistant guy is like, I'm not really sure if that'll work, actually, because they won't grant a dark wish. They're white magic balls. And I wrote that down. White magic earth balls. Apparently. And it says that these white magic earth balls will not let you kill people. So you cannot grant an evil wish.
That makes sense.
So even if like Frieza like gathered the balls and was like, destroy this planet for me, or like destroy these Saiyans for me, like it wouldn't work. They could grant like a positive wish, which would be restore this planet, or restore these people, or stuff like that. Right? So that's interesting. And so then he's like, if I can't grant a dark wish, he's talking to his little assistant. He's like, then I'm going, and I know that these guys are going to come and get me because they killed Boo. They're going to come looking for me. Just assuming that they give a shit is, I think, the craziest thing. He's like, I'm going to turn them into kids because that's like, that's a light wish. Everybody likes being kids. So he's like, we're going to go to Earth and take the balls by force. And then he's like, he looks at his assistant and he says, bring me Neeva the Namek.
Oh,
and then
God.
The motherfucker comes in, right? And I'm immediately like, I've never felt this way. I've never felt like the Namekians were like any like specific race. But I feel like fucking Neeva is racist. Like Neeva is a racist depiction of something. I didn't like it at all.
Most people think Namekians are black. Piccolo is a black man.
Well, that's crazy. I don't know what they're trying to make that, because Neeva comes in and they immediately go, ugh, you're so old and decrepit. Why don't you like shower? And then he has like a weird voice. Like I watched, it's all subbed, right? But he's like a weird like voice that he's doing. And I'm like, I don't like this. And then they then get in like a fish.
He just looks like old.
No, he just looks old, but the way that they treat him is not right. They're not treating him like they normally do. But he's ancient. And so what they end up doing is they get in this fish and they then like travel to the Earth realm. And so, but what's interesting is that you find out that they're traveling to Earth and they go, where would you like to go? And it's like Earth in Universe 6. And it's just like, oh, okay, cool. We could do that. And I'm like, oh shit. So this isn't just like there's a demon realm for every universe. It's like there's one demon realm.
Yeah.
There's one of those for all however many universes, the 12 universes, which was cool.
Left.
So the fish transports them and they go to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Now new Dragon Ball starts. Krillin, they're at Trunks' 9th birthday party. Krillin looks
at... Oh, so it's been a hot minute.
Yeah.
It's been a year.
So it's been a year since they beat Boo, but Super has not started.
Yeah, Super starts.
So it's still 2 years until Super starts.
Yeah, because Trunks is 11
like
11, or
12. 11 or 12, and Bulma has turned like, what, 45, 40?
40. She says that she turned 40, but like...
We don't know, yeah. So anyways, so then...
Bulma won't tell us.
Right, and so then Krillin looks at Trunks and says, at his birthday, mm-hmm. that Bulma is throwing, yo, Trunks, you're like short... or something along those lines. And Trunks just goes, bro, at least I will grow. And I'm like, oh, I missed these guys.
I missed this, Kid Trunks.
All of this weird demon stuff that I'm getting. And I'm like, I missed these guys. And then Goku then, after that, roasts Vegeta by looking at Vegeta. He's like, I don't know, Trunks. You might not get that big. And I'm like, where did that come from? Yo, calling Vegeta. Vegeta's like, all right, Kakarot, I'll fucking, let's get it. Fucking bring it on right now, Kakarot. And then they start
doing. Anyone has ever made a short joke except maybe Tien.
And like fucking, then they just start like, you know, they start like beating each other up a little bit in the air. They're doing their little back and forth. And then they come back and then we see Supreme Kai and, you know, his attendant.
Kabuto.
Kabuto, yeah. They're separate.
Yeah.
Which is nuts. because, and we can, I almost want to ask John and Spencer this. Didn't we see in Super?
Yeah.
They were separate because they made a wish, right? Didn't that happen?
Yeah,
they like made a wish. Like, yeah, we asked the Dragon Balls to separate us, like, blah, blah, blah. They said in here, in their new fucking retcon, yeah, so we noticed that you and Vegeta were fused into one person, and then you got absorbed by Boo, and then you were split up, so we figured we would try that out. And so they had Boo absorb them, and they said, there's some mysterious gas that apparently reverses Potara fusion. And so, I don't know what the fuck that's about, but that was weird. And I was like, this literally contradicts Super. I don't understand.
This show has no consistency.
Not at all. But like, the new stuff I'm not mad at. And then apparently, okay, so the Namekians show up. The Neva, the Namekian, shows up, and they come to the lookout, and they're like, oh, yes, you're a Namekian just like us. And then, and he's like, no, the Goma looks at him and is like, you're a Majin just like us. You can use magic. And then he's just like, yeah, I guess so. And they're just like, bring us the Dragon Balls. And then he's like, no. Dende's like, I'm not doing that, bro. And then he's
the
just
guardian
like,
of Earth. I'm not your bitch.
And then Neva's like, and then he's like, don't make our guy do the thing. Don't make our dude do the thing. Just bring the Dragon Balls here. Don't make this a problem. And then Dende's like, I'm not doing that. And then he's just like, ugh, Neva, do the thing. And this motherfucker just like puts his hand up and he summons the balls to him. He just brings them all over. He's just like,
that was always an option.
And he's just like, brings the balls. And then I got to hear Popo in Japanese, which I've never heard before.
Mm-hmm.
No. Anyways, so then I was like, Neva really breaks all continuity. He just auto-summoned the balls. Oh, and here's the other thing. They had just used them recently, right? For whatever it is. They used the balls recently, so they're rocks. And Neva's like, nah, I'm normal. Use them again. And so then they literally see, like, they become normal again, and they summon the dragon, right? And they're like, oh, no. And then Dende is like, well, I'm not going to give you the password. And they're like, no, it's okay. We saw that on our monitors. And then Dende's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then they summon Shenron. Dende just got fucking, like, all of the Guardian of Earth shit that Dende's supposed to be on just got robbed from him. That motherfucker got robbed in broad daylight.
Justin Cook showed up for, like, five lines and then was told, nah.
Nah, dude, you ain't shit.
You ain't shit. You're not gonna be needed again for this show.
Yeah, fuck that. He's like, did you know you could do this? Grabs balls, unrocks the balls, makes wish. Down south, all of the fucking like Z fighters are like, what? It hasn't been a year yet. They're like, what's going on? And then
they're like, wait, hold on.
5 seconds later, fucking Shenron comes and he's just like, I guess I could do that wish. And then I don't know, they make two other wishes, but I don't think we see them. And so the boys get turned into
babies.
The one thing that offended me, they're like, Shenron's like, they're like, make them into, I don't know, helpless. Like, and then Shenron's like, yeah, I could do that. Like, how old though? And then he's just like, and this demon from the demon realm goes, I don't know, like first graders? And then Shenron's like, yeah, okay. And he turns them into, like, kids. And then Shenron's like, what about the ones that are already, like, first graders? And then he's like, infants, I guess. And then Shenron's like, oh, yeah, I could do that. And he turns them into infants. And then you see them all turn into kids, and the episode ends. But the one that pissed me off is that Piccolo turns into a six-year-old, I guess, right?
Yeah.
But when Piccolo was fucking three, he was a grown-ass man! Okay? We saw that. That was in Dragon Ball. Piccolo is, I think, 2 years older than Gohan at the start of Z.
No.
Yes. No. Or something like that, yeah.
If he's birthed at the end of Dragon Ball,
uh-huh,
there's a five-year time skip, and Gohan is... Oh, wait, Gohan's four.
But Gohan's four, yeah. Piccolo is, like, 2 years older than Gohan. So
yeah, but he's basically just a reforming of his dad. So Piccolo doesn't count.
I don't know, man. But they made Piccolo into like a kid.
Okay, well, we saw Dende as a kid. We saw other Namekian children. Namekian but can be children.
I don't know. The issue is that Piccolo hasn't, like, he looks like an adult when he's like 4 or 5. That's it. Whatever. But that's the episode. It was a fucking roller coaster, dude. I just, like, there's so much new shit. And I do appreciate that they did.
It's also the last thing Toriyama, like, actually did.
I thought I would hate it. Okay. I thought I would hate it. Mm-hmm. But, like, every new bit of lore in this sandbox world made me happy. Mm-hmm. Right. The only thing that pissed me off was the unfusion. Oh. No, the unfusion, and then the Piccolo thing is dumb, but it's just an aesthetic thing. They just wanted to make it an aesthetic thing.
I get mad. I'm mad that Toriyama really hated all those children that he made. Because every time he, like, has a chance to do something fun with Trunks and Goten, because it would have been fun.
Yeah, they stayed the same.
They just stayed the same, and now all of their parents are shiny. Like, that would have been so funny.
Why are they written out of the show? They would have been perfect.
It would have been a perfect show for them.
Well, I think the issue is that, so he says, make everybody who fought Majin Buu into a kid. And so that's why everybody, like, yeah. So including Supreme Kai became, like, a kid.
Oh, but Kabuto didn't. Kabuto did fight him.
Did he fight him?
Think so.
I don't know. We didn't see him turn into a kid. So everybody turns into a kid. That shit's weird. Yeah.
What about the ones that are already kids? I don't know. Infants?
I don't know. Infants? Something like that.
All right.
It's so weird. All right. So, like, where do I think this falls? I think this is like 4 Dragon Balls.
4 Dragon Balls? That a lot of Dragon Ball things are 4 Dragon Balls.
Yeah. I think that it seems cool.
Okay.
The new art style is nice. I like it. It's kind of like, there are moments that look sort of like superhero. There are other moments that are just like better drawn than super. So.
Oh my God. Did you know what I like learned the other day, which is like kind of astonishing? Huh. Dragon Ball Superhero wasn't supposed to be completely in CGI.
Oh, what?
Yeah. It got stolen.
What?
The movie, like the files got stolen and Bandai was being like, threatened of like, give us money or you don't get them.
You don't get your Dragon Ball back. Yeah. And they're like, we do not negotiate with terrorists. We not.
Yeah. And so they fully just reanimated. They're like,
fuck you, we're gonna do it in CG. No fucking way, man.
Yeah, I think so.
Holy shit, that's so funny. Like, all right, all these poor hardworking animators. Run it back, actually. Oh, fuck, man. Anyways, yeah, so I think it was pretty fun. New information in Sandbox World is always fun. I enjoyed seeing that they're using the Demon Realm, which is a thing that was a fucking one-off line in Z, right? That didn't come up in Super at all, that never came up again. They're like, yeah, it makes sense to, like, if you need stakes, right, for these godlike characters, make them deal with this new magic world, not chi, right? Because they make a distinction at one point in the show that Goku uses, like, they see that Goku's using like energy blasts and stuff like that, and then they're like, what is that, can he use magic too? And then they're like, no, that's just chi, that's chi from his body, it's not magic. And I was like, oh, okay, that's cool. All right.
Apparently the exact head title was Dragon Ball Super Superhero Movies Japanese Release Delayed, citing unauthorized third-party breach at Toei Animation.
Fucking nuts, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think you would like it enough. So.
I think it'd be fun. I like goofy things.
It could. I think the potential for goofy is there. I just wish, honestly, the only thing that like kind of bums me out is that like they gave me a decent explanation for why their kids, like, it's a fine explanation, but it felt like they did a lot of work to make it happen, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like they did a lot when they could have just kept doing adult. But also I'm one of those people who just wanted them to make Super, like, continue Super, so this frustrates me, but fuck it, whatever.
You want
to
see Granola animated,
bro? I need it.
Okay.
I also because did you know that they can't put Granola into the game?
Oh, because he's an anime character?
No, because he's a manga exclusive character, and they don't have the rights to only manga.
Yeah.
So they also can't put Ultra Ego Vegeta in.
No, they can't do Ultra Instinct.
They can't do Black Frieza. Oh. They can't do any of that stuff. Because
they can't do teen Gotenks.
Teen Gotenks? No, I guess they can't. But they said that eventually you're going to get superhero. They will give. They'll do superhero DLC.
Okay.
But I don't
Tell me about Dadon Dadon.
Okay, this was the one that
this
I was
the least. So okay, I think to circle back to the point of this podcast, I have cosplayed from Dragon Ball before. I've done Bulma and Trunks.
Uh huh.
But it sounds like this is not a cosplayable show.
Daima?
Yeah.
We're not kids.
Yeah, that's why it's not cosplayable.
Yeah, and I don't think that anything in Windbreaker it is. I guess you could do their uniform.
Yeah.
But fuck it. we so don't care about it, we would never.
Okay.
So this show may be cosplayable, but I'm gonna be so honest. This was the show that I was like, I don't know, man. This is gonna suck. I was like, this was the show I was least excited to watch.
Okay.
Because I saw that it was gonna be just like,
it's high schoolers, Ryan's favorite subgroup.
But also, so was Windbreakers, and so is one of the characters in fucking like Kaiju.
You related to that 30-year-old man.
I like that 30-year-old man.
See,
I like that guy.
It's because you're almost 30.
Oh, wow! Why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? Don't ail me this way. Anyways.
Ryan, so, you're closer to 30 than you are to 25.
I wrote, the first two lines I wrote were, intro slaps. Yay, high school.
I know, you're so
But also, well. I appreciated that they did look like high schoolers.
Oh.
They didn't, like...
Cool, Yu Yu Hakusho rules.
Yeah, that they didn't look like big boob, like, you know, or Jotaro being a high schooler. You know what I mean?
That
like,
man's a 30-year-old.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense. Okay.
I hate Jotaro.
So it opens on the girl character that I did not write the name of, but it
You're
does
bad at this.
I'm really, because they're Japanese names, and I was like, I wasn't sure if I'm gonna keep watching it, so I didn't write her name down. But I definitely know his name, the boy character's name, because it comes up
a lot.
So there, it opens up with her walking around, like she's going to school, like with her current boyfriend, and he looks at her and he says, "You're no girlfriend, you're broke, you're lame, and you won't put out." And I'm like, okay. And she's like, yeah, well, fuck you, dude.
And then whatever you come back with,
you can't
come back from that.
You can't come back from that.
You gotta be like, why would I put out for a tiny ass? Like, you gotta like attack like a stick.
She's like, but well, you know, and then by then he's gone.
But come back to that is, why would I put out for that tiny ass dick?
And so then her friend is nearby and she's like, why do you let him treat you like that? And she's like, oh, you know, he's my first boyfriend. It's not a big deal. Like this and that. And there. She's just like, you're just holding out because you think that he looks like, it's like Ken Akutami, right? And she's like, because
that is a real person.
Yes, it is. And then she's like, you're just holding out because you think that he looks like Ken Akutami. And she's like, no, that's not what it is.
He's like an 86-year-old man.
Now, but I don't know. I think the show was set in the past. I'm not really sure when the show was set. So then she's walking into school and she has this walk. And I wrote down that she has like a swag walk because she's doing like a Doflamingo type of like in hands in pockets, just like fucking like.
Oh, it's literally doing the Dofu walk.
It feels like that's what it was.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like dick out first, kind of just like walking. She's walking through school and she's like, man, I can't believe this. It sucks. My boyfriend sucks. My life kind of sucks. Everything sucks. And so then she sees just like, from like through like an open door, there are these like dudes and they're like making fun of this random like nerdy looking kid. And she just goes, she's like, I can't stand people like this. And so then I'm like, oh, maybe she's talking about the nerdy kid. She hasn't proven that she's like very high morally. So she sees them picking on this like nerdy kid. She jumps in there and then they're like gonna like hit him or something. She sits on like his desk. And so then they go, oh, and they kind of like fuck off. And then he's just like, oh, thanks. And then she's like, yeah, whatever, dude. Doesn't matter. She starts walking away. And so then he then later finds her, like, walking around. And she's like,
And he's like, I know why you saved me earlier. And then she's like, dude, I just felt bad for you. It's not a big deal. And then he's like, it's because you like the occult, don't you? And then she's like, what? And he's like, yeah, because I was reading that magazine. You saw that I was reading that magazine. You thought I was cool. So that's why you saved me. And then she's like, no, dude, I really don't give a shit about you. Like, it was a one-off thing. Like, I almost regret doing it now. Like, it's not a big deal.
You made it weird.
And he's like, you made it weird. Stop being weird about it. He's like, oh. And she like sees that he's super depressed. And she's like, no, I don't really. He's like, I don't like the occult stuff that you're into, like the UFOs and like whatever stuff. I'm into ghosts and like spirits.
And still the occult, bitch.
Yeah. She's like, I'm into like ghosts and spirits and stuff. And then this guy, he goes like this. Oh my God. And she's like, huh? And he's like, you're so fucking stupid. He's like, you're into ghosts? Those aren't real. And she's like, I was trying to relate to you, dumbass. So like, what's the thing here? And then he's just like, I can't believe that you think that that's real. That's so dumb. And she's just like, they are real. My grandma was a medium. And then he's just like, cool. But UFOs are real. And he's like, and I could prove it. And she's like, no, they fucking aren't, dude. But I can prove that ghosts are real. And so the first episode then turns into, we're going to prove to each other
that ghosts and UFOs are real.
The ghosts and UFOs isn't are real. And the other person is wrong.
Isn't there a penis goblin granny?
We're getting there. So then she's
I've
like,
just seen the clip of, I'll let you suckle my teeth if you let me swallow your tongue along.
That's close. You're close. And so then they then exchange numbers and then they meet up and then they split off. And so then he goes to where there is apparently ghosts.
Yeah.
And she goes where there is apparently aliens.
Okay.
Right. And so then they're on the phone and they're like, yeah, I'm still walking around late. And she's like, this place is like a fucking abandoned hospital. This is terrifying. And he's like, well, that's where they are. I don't know what to tell you. And then he's going through like an abandoned like bridge kind of thing. And
yeah,
then,
like mineshaft thing.
Yeah, something like that. And then he's just like, I don't think that there are ghosts. And then like something happens and then you see the fucking grandma.
Yeah, and the bloody footprints.
And she says, I'll let you suckle my teats, boy, if you let me gobble your dong.
I was so close.
And then he's just like, oh, shit. And he starts fucking running. And he's like, oh, my God, ghosts are real. This is horrible. And she's like, I fucking told you. But you should really not run, actually. They hate when you run. You have to, like, negotiate with him. He's like, I'm running. And he's just fucking running. And so then
he got threatened to get his dick chomped off.
Yeah, basically. And so
chomp on that dick.
Chomp. She then keeps walking through this like abandoned hospital thing, and then she's still on the phone with him. Yeah.
He's like running.
He's running, and then she's like, "You gotta don't actually run. It's not good. They hate when you do that." And so then she then immediately like gets like accosted by these fucking aliens that are so fucking creepy looking. They are so creepy. Like the grandma was like kind of freaky looking, like whatever. But the aliens, much worse. I think that they like put on like masks or whatever to look like humans so that they're less off-putting. That made them worse. So they say to her, because she then like gets like hit with like a tranquilizer or something, I don't remember, but she wakes up basically on like a fucking table.
Yeah,
right? And she naked. yeah basically. And so then they go, our species is all male, so we're going to take your bananas. And then she's like, what are bananas? And then he's like, sorry, I mean, we are going to have sex with you.
She gets gang raped?
And so she was going to get gang raped. That was basically what was going to happen. I was like, this is very uncomfortable attempted rape scene. I don't know what to do with this.
And I thought this was supposed to be a weird, lighthearted comedy.
I don't know, man. Like, attempted rape scene. And then I'm like, okay. So, like, how does she get out of this? The phone rings, right? Yeah. Okay, well, what is this? And so then they go over to the phone, they answer it, and then he fucking, like, comes through the phone because he got possessed by the fucking granny ghost. And then
she gobbles their dongs.
And basically. And then he fucking, like, wrecks their shit. And then they're like, we hate these earthlings, fuck these earthlings, we gotta get out of here. And then they fucking, like, then they escape from the fucking UFO, basically. And they get out of there, and then she's just like there with this possessed dude. And so then she finds out, because she's like, well, I have to try something. I don't know. My grandma used to do this, and she does like something, and she has like weird like medium powers. Right. And she's able to like get him back into like under normal control. And then she's like, what happened to you? And then he's like, she took my dong. And then I don't know what happened after that. And then she's like, oh, dude, buddy, that really sucks, man. And she's like, but you did save me. So that was really cool. And aliens are real.
Wait, but he doesn't have a penis now?
Yeah, but that's like less important than the fact that he's still like under this like cursed, like whatever ghost thing's control. I feel like
being castrated is still important.
Still a little bit, I guess, but she's just like, we have to go recover what she took from you, basically. And she's like, so we have to go back to that bridge now. And then he's just like, well, but he's like, no, you shouldn't have to do that. I'm going to go do it. She's like, dude, you need me because the only reason that you can even function right now is because I'm using my medium powers on you. And then he's just like, no, I just feel bad. Like, you know, I really roped you into this and like whatever. And she's just like,
I almost got gang raped. I just lost my
penis.
And
he's just like, this has been too much. And then like, I'm sorry. And then she's like, no, like I want to help you. And then he just kind of like makes like a moment of like, okay. And like, she can tell that he's like being like brave, whereas she never would have thought that he was. Because when he's like accosting the aliens, right, he says like, don't bother Mrs. whatever her name is, she's a good person, blah blah blah. And then he like fights them and like beats them up. And so then she then goes, you did that all like for me, what is your name? And he's like, oh, I'm Ken. And she's like, what, what's your full name? Oh, I'm Ken Akutami. And she's like, ah!
Yeah, so apparently it takes place in modern day.
It does take place in modern day?
Yeah, I don't know how we'll have to watch the rest of the show because this actually sounds very fun.
And so I saw this and I was like, wait a minute.
Because they have cell phones.
No, I got it. But I was like, wait a minute. By all intents and purposes, I should have hated this.
But it was fun.
But it was like weirdly wholesome, like at the end. But the fucking, the rape thing. That was bad.
Not wholesome.
That was bad. That was really hard to watch. But whatever this was after, like, I liked the characters, like, in their chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
They're just, like, kids, and it was, like, it was cute, yeah. Right? And she isn't drawn in, like a sexual way.
Yeah, she's a child.
She's just, like, a kid, and, like, yeah. He's also just, like, a kid. And I'm, like, I don't know. This was, like, it actually felt like high school.
Oh.
And not, like, fake high school.
Nice.
Like, I feel like most animes are.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I give this one, like, a 5.
Oh.
What would you say?
It sounds like a 6. Yeah? I'm intrigued.
I'm intrigued, too, because it's, like, it's a completely different thing.
I also like ghosts, so.
Yeah, I like aliens.
I don't think they're going to deal with many more aliens.
Dude, it was so weird. I don't know.
We're
going
to take your bananas.
I'm like, we're going to take your bananas. And she's like, what?
The fuck?
What do you mean? And he's like, I'm sorry. We're gonna have sex with you. And then she's like, oh shit.
So do you feel like that show, I feel like the villains are like the monsters and ghouls are cosplayable,
probably. Yeah, I mean the main character's not so much, yeah. From what I can tell, like they've got like, pretty standard,
yeah
she's got a kind of like eclectic style, but he's just wearing the uniform from what I can tell. So
I'm intrigued to see how they turn a 86 year old man into a child.
I don't know what that's about. He's like an author, right?
I don't know who Ken Akutami is.
So
let's find out.
Don. Also, the theme song is like don da don don da don da don don. And I was like, oh, this is fun. I like this. It was kind of bouncy, like kind of nice, whatever. So I liked it. That was the one I was by far.
Actor and singer.
Oh, cool.
Takakura.
Oh, I don't think that's right.
Yes, it is. I googled it because I googled Don the Don.
Oh, okay. So it's Ken Takakura?
Yeah.
Okay. So
Ken
I was wrong. Ken Takakura. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know, man.
He was handsome, though. He was very handsome. Okay. This has been interesting.
This has been interesting. My voice is tired.
Your voice is tired?
Yeah.
I'm glad that I kind of just got to sit here and make sarcastic commentary for once.
Yeah, I know. You were like was it like a Greek play? Every time that like, I was like, oh, and oh, this Greek and this chorus. Is heaven. Yeah, Greek chorus. That's it. And you were just like, oh, and also this. Hello, this. We saw like Rocky Horror live and they kind of did a version of that.
Yeah, they had a Greek chorus that was like.
It was nonstop.
Hecklers.
It was hecklers. It was like, it was too much.
It was way too much. Yeah. I had fun though, but it was a lot.
Yeah.
I think that's been our podcast.
Yeah.
Has that?
It has been our episode, yes.
Thank you so much, everyone, for coming back and listening to a kind of different Cosplay Con Crunch. I've been your very eepy, very commentary-oriented host, MJ. You can find me on Instagram and TikTok as cosplay_Cajun. You can also find the podcast itself on Instagram and TikTok as cosplay_Con Crunch. And Ryan, who are you?
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
Silly old me. I'm Right Joy-Con Rye. You can find me on Instagram as such. You can also just call me Ryan. But it's so funny to see that after I finished talking, MJ checked out. MJ's gone right now.
I ran 5 miles today and it was very cold. And I did not eat.
Yeah.
Until I got home. And then I took a very hot shower. And so I'm a little eepy.
Okay. Well, all right. Bye, everybody.
Oh, wait, hold on. The podcast has been you part of the Rocktopus Network of Podcasts. You can find out more about other similar and related podcasts at rocktopusnetwork.com. Our main guys that we work with a lot are John and Spencer at Eric Hates Dragon Ball Z, where they yell at their friend Eric to try and like Dragon Ball Z, and they have been failing phenomenally for, I think, 5 years now.
I wonder what they'll think of Daima. Because they'll watch it eventually.
They will, yeah. I don't think they'll hate it.
No, they probably won't hate it, but
I think they'll just be confused.
Yeah, I was
confused. Is the art consistent?
Yes.
Then John will be fine.
John is so mad. All right. Okay, all right. Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone. We'll be right back.